Welcome to When I Grow Up with Liv and Lex, a podcast dedicated to having sisterly conversation on life, love, and identity. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and the conversation starts now. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of When I Grew Up with Liv and Lex.
How are we feeling, guys? It is now Aries season. We have made it through so many zodiac seasons, and I can't believe we're ending on Aries season. I really, again, don't know too much about Aries besides the fact that we are all cardinal signs. You know, I got my Libras, my Cancers, Aries, Capricorns, which I think automatically means that we are the superior zodiac sign.
Oh, on we're science. Just throwing that out there now.
So I don't have a problem with us ending the season in Aries and, you know, with y'all. So thank y'all so much for joining.
I do agree with that. Also, where was Pisces season? I feel like it went by so quickly that, like,
really,
because there's no Pisces reminding us that it's Pisces season. Cause like when it's Sag season and Cap season, it's like, we know. And then I can already hear the Cancers and the Geminis and the Leos just coming down the pipeline. So it's like, Pisces, come on, like, stake your claim for sure. But I agree. I also, the only thing I know about Aries is that they're supposed to be competitive. And I keep saying that I want more Aries in my life. And I feel like I'm starting to observe that I actually have a lot of Aries in my life. Not a lot, but like a couple. And I'm like, I deeply appreciate them a little bit more now. So yeah, shout out to all the Aries.
Yeah, I feel like when it comes to the zodiac signs, the one that's the loudest, like, okay, I can hear them right now, no matter what season it's in, is Leo's. Look, you know I was going to say that?
You stay any chance you can to drag a Leo.
That is not true. I will just say that I can hear y'all from miles and miles away.
That's how I feel about Sag and Scorpios.
I feel like I never really remember Scorpio season.
Oh, I have Scorpios in my life though. But either way, we digress as per usual. Happy Aries season. But Liv said it. This is our final episode of season 2. OMG. Yeah.
It's been an amazing season because I think that we truly lived our motto for the season, which was just living vulnerably and authentically and peeling back all those layers. We definitely shared a lot of like intimate things about our love life, our personal and career goals, our wellness habits, even, you know, we tapped into my awful financial habits as well. And I'm just so grateful that we've been on this journey together.
I know, I feel like this year out of all of them was just like filled with so much uncertainty, and even like doing the podcast this year was such a challenge for us at times too. So I am glad that we have been able to talk about all the things we have, because I do remember we were like, we're going to come back and we're just going to be raw, unfiltered, uncut, to really just show people that like we're also don't have it all together, don't have it all figured out. And I'm really happy to kind of close out the season and talk about our favorite moments from this season, favorite topics. Always, as the people know, we're going to have some serious reflection time of like what we learned about ourselves this year. And then the best thing, which is talking about season 3, baby.
Yes, I'm because, so excited.
Yeah, I just think like, When I Grow Up is turning 3 years old. Like, OMG. Yeah.
I know. We're growing up, guys.
This is crazy. Who's letting us do this? Like, we really started this when we were babies. And now
we're going to have to eventually rename the podcast after I'm washed up.
either way, before we get into the nitty gritty, we got to do our pulse check. So Liv, how are you doing this week? You're actually doing a lot of things. So give them an update. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
Guys, I quit one of my part-time jobs. Whoop, whoop. I was making smoothies for a little bit on the side, and I really just felt like I needed to disconnect from that job. Lexi came down to Atlanta, and we both kind of made that decision when she was there. She was like, girl, you need to drop that thing. And I was like, all right, how does this quit message look? And that's
pretty much that one. This is why I don't give people advice, because then they be getting on a podcast telling them I told them to quit their job. And what I did not do, ladies and gentlemen, was tell Olivia to quit her job. I just asked her probing questions of if it fit what she needed in her life right now. And she told me that it didn't. So I told her then it makes sense to step away. So asterisk clarification.
Okay. I was in the car with her and she was looking over my quit message. So that's all I got to say on that. But that's definitely opened up new doors and new energy as we go into this new month. I really feel like I am entering a new chapter. I've been saying that for the longest, but like, I truly feel like since I turned 22 on the 22nd, this is going to be like my most transformational year yet. And I can already kind of feel that coming into fruition. So definitely excited for new things ahead. And I hope that other people are also in that frame of mind, whether they have a business or whether they have a passion, to just kind of accept that new energy and to sit on it and to work with it when the time is right. How's everything going with you, my dear?
Well, first of all, like, how can you even follow up that when you just were like, yeah, all of my dreams, hopes, and desires are coming true this year. Thank you very much. My name's Olivia. I'll be here all week, all year. Because, wow. And I think I'm moving in. I think I was living in this energy state, but really have had like a lot of people articulate it and affirm it around me of that, like, mm-hmm. yeah, if you want this year to be your year of transformation, then it will be like what you set it out to be. It will be. I mean, kind of like what you want to believe is absolutely that. So I believe that for you. So I think, yeah, keep saying it, like, that this is my year and there's so much transformation. I know I see an evolution of you in so many ways. And also feel like I'm just that friend that's like the sounding board for a lot of folks. And so Olivia's like, she called me one day and she was like, Lexi, all the things you've been saying make sense. And I was like, oh, okay. But I'm just so happy because I'm like, yeah, that's literally all I wanted for you. And it makes me think back to it. Well, okay, I won't get into my favorite parts of this season, but how I'm doing. Yeah, I'm busy. I'm back in North Cax, which I'm thrilled about. Really enjoying the weather, and I love my little city, and I love having my room and my space. I got new plants because it's springtime, baby. So Mama's back on her growing her herbs. I got some new indoor plants. We're finishing some just like final touches. I made some art for my room. I'm really thriving. I'm surprisingly not doing a lot of crocheting because I just don't have a lot of downtime right now. But I'm sure in a couple of weeks I'll be able to get back into that. So feeling like a lot of different energies, but I think very much like a transitional energy. I'm also just like really tired too. And I think this is important when people enter seasons of busyness in their life, because I'm the type of person that believes everything's an ebb and a flow. So like, you have seasons of a lot of quiet and stillness and like transformation. And then you have seasons of like busyness and productivity. And Liv, I feel like you've touched on that so many times where, you know, you'll pop on and you'll be like, I'm feeling hecka productive. And then other times you're like, I'm in a complete lull. So mm-hmm. I think it's really important when you're in that season of busyness to like have a clear sense of your priorities, because I also kind of don't trust myself when I'm busy either, because I'm not fully like, I'm present with the things that I'm doing, but I know I'm being exhausted in a lot of other ways. So I know it takes an additional layer of like, okay, we're not going to make decisions on these really big things because we're super busy and I don't know if it's falling in the like top priority. So I'm still trying to be mindful of like not being too, we need to do this, that, and the other, and just kind of sticking to a few things and doing them really well versus trying to do all the things because I'm just in a season of busyness. But loving life, ready for the summer, and I'm taking a vacation at the end of April, and I am so excited. So
wait, where are you going? I have no idea what's happening, guys.
You do. You're the reason I'm going.
Is this the Mexico trip?
Yeah, this is Mexico with my parents. Okay,
amazing. I need a bunch of content that's happening for that trip.
Yikes. To the people who know that I don't produce content like that. But anyway, we're coming into this space with lots of energies, but definitely leaning into this season of busyness for sure.
Right. I mean, let's get into some of our favorite moments from the season and just kind of share some things that we've learned throughout this period of time.
So go ahead. I have to say, my favorite thing was bringing the guests. Like, gosh, I love, we've talked to so many phenomenal people. I think from just every single one, like, I could not pick a favorite. I think that was the highlight of this season. And it's so important because, like, we love our When I Grow Up community, and I love being able to bring their voices into our conversation in a really real way.
Right. I feel like I was going to say the same thing. I personally have a favorite episode, and it was with Danielle Washington, who's the chief marketing officer of Rebundle. And I was just really blown away, and her messages when she was talking to us really resonated with me. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I definitely recommend listening, just because she's able to really dive into the process and experience of being a natural Black woman and going through different life experiences and navigating it, because it's such a strong part of our identity. So I think through having guests, being able to create more of a community and to continue those conversations over social media has been really dope for me.
Yeah, I agree. I felt like I wanted to be her best friend. Agreed. Go back and listen to it, because it really did. We were able to like really break down the layers of, I think something about Black entrepreneurship, and that's like really meaningful, that like it's not just what we're doing, that like the business or the thing, but like really what it means for us as a culture, and like centering Black narratives, Black stories, Black experiences, which we talk about all the time, but her perspective on it all was like, when you really put a piece of yourself in the work, how you can feel that, and it's just so tangible. Oof, I literally get chills just thinking about it.
Yeah, same. So we definitely hope to bring some of that community with us into season 3, and we'll be just coming up with some more amazing ideas on how we can fundamentally create more of a loyal and open and vulnerable community. So we're super excited to bring you guys on that journey with us.
Yeah, but Liv, but you know, and we want to keep it raw and authentic for folks. Like, this isn't a perfect process by any means. So, you know, what's been something either like you've learned or was difficult for you in this season 2 of it all?
Well, I started first last time, so I'm actually going to pass that one to you.
Oh, you sly dog, you.
Yes.
I think just on top of the year that we already had, I remember when we literally like were very much okay with kind of closing out our podcast reign. And just had like a lot of in-depth conversations about like sustainability and like, was it feeding both of us? And I felt like we really honed in on our voice this year. But I just want people to know, like, that's not an easy process by any means. Of like, Liv and I before this, which we always like spend probably like 45 minutes talking before we even record something, because like that's just who we are. Mm-hmm. But being able to create a space where multiple individuals can like really show up however they need to, it's easier said than done. Because, like, you really have to put your ego at the door. Like, everything you want to happen, your expectations, the way you're communicating. And, like, we've had hiccups before. Like, Liv and I do not have the same communication style. Okay. And so that's been challenging at times. But I think because we had a clear vision of what we were investing in those times where there was hiccups, it was like, well, what are we doing? Okay, we're going back to this thing. But like, here are the core things we can make that happen. And I attribute that now to the success of this season, and so much more to come. Because it's tough to build a space with somebody that's like all the things that we want it to be. That's like super ambiguous, but it's kind of the first thing that sits on my head.
Yeah, I completely agree with what you said. I think that we both at the end of the day have a vision in mind, and it really is centered around uplifting the Black community and specifically Black women and sharing our story and being able to funnel that, you know, to other people in the form of like advice or just, I don't know, just again, like creating a community of people. And creating community, like you're saying, is hard. And when you haven't had a partner where you're working this closely on a project together, there are definitely some things that you have to figure out how to navigate together. And when we were kind of figuring out our footing with the podcast during quarantine, after having such like a blast being in the same area, and then suddenly having to, you know, with me trying to process my emotions of being in quarantine, that was super duper challenging. And I honestly completely put that to the back of my head. I completely forgot about that until you just now brought it up, because I guess last year during March was such a painful time for me and for so many people. And it's just been so cool to see where everything is now, because after taking that time to figure out our footing during like the worst possible time, now I feel like we're in a really good space to like,
yeah,
really dope work.
Yeah, like now that I think about it, you know, I always joke that everyone's like, oh, you should have had a journal during quarantine, like you should have, you know, done all this like documentation. And in this moment, I'm literally like, well, we have a podcast, because we kind of just said like, let's just document this time. Like, we didn't know how our life was going to shape or transition, because I don't think us in March of last year, had you said, okay, ladies, in a year, Lexi's going to have two jobs, Liv's not going to go to Chicago for the summer, she's not going to go to Spain, like, and run the gambit of all the things that have gone through this year, but instead just kind of like keeping it to the like authentic thing of like, we're going to struggle in front of everybody, talk about the things that are difficult in front of everybody, and just see where it takes us. Yeah, once you said that, I'm like, oh my gosh, like we kind of do have our little time capsule of this year. But now that it's coming you know, now that it's like in reach, some sense of like we can begin to plan again, I feel like, oh my goodness, what's coming after this is like the ultimate glow up. But that kind of, I turned a bad thing into a good thing. So if there's other things maybe you learned about yourself even in this process, definitely share.
I mean, I feel like I've learned how to better navigate this podcast with you. Like you're saying, the communication styles, we have very different communication styles. And when I get overwhelmed, I really take a step back from situations to process and to really figure out how I want
situations to meaning everything.
Anything that makes me super anxious and overwhelmed, like I didn't really know how to properly communicate that at one point, and we had to again like find our footing and figure out what we wanted to do with it. So like I in a way I'm turning a bad thing into a positive too, because I feel like we've been able to do that, but it was challenging at first, and who knows, it may be challenging in the future, but it seems like we've been able to overcome the worst of it during quarantine, so I don't really feel like it could be as like challenging in the future, you know.
Yeah, like if we made it through this, we can pretty much do anything. So then what makes you excited for season three?
Beautiful. I think that I'm just excited to produce more awesome content and to just up our content game. I had big plans for social this season that I still want to carry out into next season. And I'm really excited to figure out more ways to strengthen our community, whether that's through email marketing or through hosting like mini workshops, webinars, things like that, where we can really talk to people and just like kiki. That would be really dope. So I think that we'll be able to make that happen. And I'm excited to like talk to more of our dedicated listeners, because they're just so amazing. And just the fact that people take some time out of their day to listen to us babble on about whatever is just so like mind blowing to me.
Yeah, I think we love everybody who chooses to spend time with us in some part of their day. I think I'm super excited to, you know, every year we keep saying like we're gonna dive, like we're diving deeper into things, and it's crazy because even after 2 seasons there's so much still left unsaid. Like we still have so much self-discovery and so many conversations to have, and so I'm excited to still have those you know, and begin to really unpack, you know, the whole point of us being when I grow up is because there's this constant evolution. There was like no theme that could just encapsulate this transitionary period of our life. And I feel like this go around is really now beginning to say like, what do you want to cultivate in your life? And what are the steps that you're taking towards that? Cause I think for a while it's just been like, just make it right. Through. Just get there, just get it. And it's like, okay, so when you're there, what do you do? And so I'm excited to really begin unpacking this, like when you begin to cultivate something in your life and leaning into like really liberatory practices, and really understanding the systemic barriers to things, understanding wellness and lifestyles, not in a surface level Eurocentric lens, but like a deep relationship with yourself, and really, you know, diving into like the really nitty gritty of it all, and taking people alongside with us. Because I think that's where both of our lives are taking us, of like, you know, what does it really mean to be a Black woman business owner? Like that's history in a way. You know, so how do we begin to live into some of those things? And I'm hoping that other people feel that same kind of cosmic energy.
Yeah, same. I couldn't have said it better. Honestly, it's so cool having a podcast with the bestie, and it's cool. Yeah. Again, like living out some mistakes. Because for me, you know, I'm definitely the type of person where I don't, it's harder for me to showcase the process fully. Like once I'm done with the process, let's just say, like, and I'm onto something new, I kind of just want to wipe it away. I want to archive everything. But learning, or at least sharing a project with you, has definitely helped me get out of that habit of archiving. Because even in our first season, like, oh my gosh, if I could archive some of those episodes, so cringy, so like, wow, I can't believe I was in this phase of life. But now that we're in this phase of life, I'm sure the next phase of life, I'm going to be like, oh wow, like, time to archive, time to delete, time to delete.
No, but that's how we'll know you're in a new phase of life, when you're not trying to delete everything. I don't know where this habit, I don't know anybody else, please, somebody slide into our DMs and let us know if you're also like Liv, where you feel like you need to archive your life on social media every 5 seconds, because I need somebody else to help me understand this.
It's interesting because I feel like you're such a no face, no case type of person. And sometimes you just gotta archive things to not remember. I wasn't there, was I?
What does that mean? Yeah. No face, just, no case.
No face, like you don't like, you have receipts, but you don't really like, you I think you battle the idea of being seen. That's why you're not active on your stories. That's why you're not constantly posting on social media, all these things. And so therefore, if anyone should understand archiving, it should be you.
No. You're talking about two different lifestyles, bruh.
Dang. I guess my Aquarius moon didn't come in handy this time, guys.
Yeah, nice try. Because that, you already said it, though. Like, no receipts. If you post it and you archive it, that's receipts.
That's receipts, but on my end, unless you screenshotted it.
But what I'm saying is, like, just have no receipts. I was never there.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us on our last episode of When I Grow Up with Liv and Lex, season 2. We cannot wait to see you in season 3. Big things are on the way. And thank you again for rocking it out with us this season.
Yeah. And like we always said in season 1, tell your mama, tell your friends, that we're coming back with the heat, and we have real love for you all, and hope that you all are well and rested and taking care of yourself, and can't wait to connect with y'all soon. We'll be on a brief hiatus while we get all the good stuff brewing, and we'll be back like we never left the first time.
Oh my gosh, so excited to return already. But yeah, peace, love,
blessings.
Thank you all so much for joining, and we'll see you next season.
Bye, y'all.